This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. For nearly 30 years, Habitat for Humanity has built homes for low-income families. Now the Georgia-based charity is struggling to fulfill its mission because of a shortage of affordable land. Emily Kopp of Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
Early one Saturday morning in the Atlanta suburb of Roswell, about a dozen Habitat volunteers shovel rocks from dirt that will become someone's front lawn. They're working in front of a freshly painted beige cottage that seems to be half the size of its neighbors. Future homeowner Ephraim Asheria never thought he could afford a place in this area, where most properties go for more than $200,000.
It seemed out of reach. My upper limit would probably have been in the 150 zone, but really it was going to be a big strain. I don't know whether I would have made it, not at this point in my life.
He's exactly the type of person Habitat for Humanity seeks to help. Masharia makes about $30,000 a year as an administrative assistant at Georgia Tech. He's the sole provider for his family of six. His new home cost Habitat $85,000 to build, and that's all it will cost him to buy. But he's one of the lucky few. The area Habitat chapter expects 200 neighborhood families to apply for housing in September. Only six or seven will get it.
We do have affordable housing needs up here.
Roswell Community Development Director Kathleen Field says the need is critical, but home builders looking for land find slim pickings.
Roswell right now is probably closer to 85% developed, so there's very little undeveloped land. What undeveloped land there is very expensive land.
That doesn't stop Habitat from trying. Real estate agent D.D. Michaud scouts out land for the organization. She says they go toe-to-toe with developers bidding for the rare unused acre.
Habitat will pay for land, but we don't have the funds that the builders have. We work off donations and fundraising and that sort of thing.
It's a catch-22 for Habitat. If they shell out the big bucks for the land, they have to pass those costs on to the homeowners. That, says Vice President Ted Swisher, takes Habitat a step further away from its goal of building affordable housing for low-income people.
Based on their income level, which is 50 to 80% of the median income, they can only afford so much for a house payment. That means that we can't afford to pay high prices for land and still accomplish our mission.
Already, the Roswell Area Habitat Chapter sells its homes for about $40,000 more than the national Habitat average of nearly $47,000. But even in less wealthy suburbs, speedy development has left Habitat scrounging for leftover land. In Clayton County, south of Atlanta's airport, Southern Crescent Habitat leader Brenda Rayburn surveys a cul-de-sac of Habitat homes on land she says no one else wanted.
For example, what we did here, there's a big hill behind us. This was a lake before, and so that's why some of this is wetland area. So it was totally undesirable land from a building standpoint.
Rayburn says that's the type of land on which Habitat must build. In her situation, the group worked with the county to level the land. Nationally, Habitat's directors say they are seeking more creative solutions because it's not getting any easier to build affordable homes in fast-growing areas. For NPR News, I'm Emily Kopp in Atlanta.